Hello?
Hello?
Yep.
Hey, good afternoon. Is Kevin in today?
I'm back to Kevin.
Hey, Kevin, how you doing?
I'm fine. How can I help
you? Yeah, I was just trying to touch base with you real quick. I'm from Bank of Cardiff. We're right up here in La Jolla, Miramar area. And we actually sent you out a couple finance offers earlier in the month, and I was just touching up to see if you had any questions.
What kind of lender are you?
We got you pre-approved for $250K for some capital and some equipment financing. You got anything coming up in the next few months, or?
You don't have no $250K approval, come on.
Pre-approval, man.
Also made approved for 250, come on. That's a lot.
You're pre-approved because you did some work with On Deck before, so they're one of the lenders that we work with, so that's how we kind of, On Deck.
What are you, a cash advance lender?
Yeah, something like that. The equipment financing is pretty traditional loan. The working capital loan, you've taken one out before. It's pretty much one of those. You just get a lump sum of cash based on sales.
Yeah, my problem is I probably wouldn't qualify right now. I had a whole bunch going on. I got overextended, so I ended up building back now, but they ran me and looked at me hard. They're going to see a prior default.
Well, if you want to try and apply.
No, I mean, if you're going to try, you're going to see some judgments from some other people.
Yeah, but
I don't know if you can work around that or not. I mean,
well, that's kind of where we came in.
I was doing cash advance lending, and I was paying up, at the end of the year, I was paying $2,000 a day, and everything fell apart on me.
No, I understand, man.
I've been building back. I have decent statements the last 6 months with 75, 80 grand. 75, well, a couple of them were 100, but it's been average amounts of 70, 80.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's based primarily off of sales, and, you know, we do work with credit tiers A through D, but...
But if you're on my credit, you're going to see I had prior, in your industry, I had defaults from earlier this year, so I don't know if you can work around it now.
Well, we can try always, man. I'm dealing with a couple of customers here who had previous bankruptcies from, the recession, but still, anyway, it shows up on your credit, it hurts. But that's what's good about the capital programs. It's based off of the sales. So, if you're telling me you bring in 70, 80K a month in revenue, like, it shouldn't have a problem getting
it. What happened, I was doing even better, but I got overextended, and I lost pretty much all the stuff. So you got to see some judgments for Pearl Capital.
Yeah, I'm sure. You're not the only one, man. It's not easy out there nowadays, especially in your industry,
yeah,
man.
Can you work around that or what?
Yeah, we can. We deal with credit tiers A through D, man. I can definitely get you, if you get me your application and, the 6 months bank statements, you pretty much know the deal.
I don't know, a lot of these places say, well, we're in-house lenders and then you go shop around for car dealers and you might end up trying to, I had one with, if you're in the business, you should know who Pearl is and stuff. I don't need to find out my new bank information. I had to sign COJ agreements with them, so they had instant judgments in this one.
No, we don't have anything like that, no. I mean, I'll shoot you a quick email and, you could just...
KevinSNG8@AOL.com.
What is it?
KevinSNG8@AOL.com.
SNV8@AOL. Yeah, I'll shoot you what I need to get you an approval, and we can see what we can get you qualified for. But we'll get you qualified for something. It might not be the best move for you, but at the end of the day, it's not going to hurt to know what your options are.
Yeah, maybe I can do start one at 15 grand or something like that.
Yeah,
I had at the beginning of the year and end of the year, I had like 4 advances out, and I was paying up. A bunch of stuff happened with that, and I had like default. I worked out a payment agreement one, and I got everything restored, and this one smaller lender that was working with me, I was making a payment, and the other legal departments, nonetheless, one had filed in it, and the COJ, I've got judgment, I just thought to put everything in check.
Damn. It's pretty crazy. Sounds like you've had quite the roller coaster ride with these things.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, they're going to look at it and just see a prior default in the center set. How big one doing? The last 5-6 months will go
there. Yeah, well, you know, how much were you looking to get if we can say, in a perfect world, get you approved by tomorrow? What were you looking for?
I just don't see them giving a big loan thing. Watch what happens. They might want to make this smaller. I mean, you're one of these where they want to pay it off right away and they charge them a bunch of fees.
No. We do daily, weekly, or monthly payments are available. And
yeah, I was going with these huge daily payments. There's no way I can handle all that.
Yeah, it's a popular thing we get from a lot of customers. It's just like they can't handle the daily, you know, ACH withdrawals because
it's
just...
My email is kevinsnd8@aol.com.
All right.
Okay.
I'll shoot it over, Kevin. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.